You're listening to SBS News.
It's called Xinja, spelt X-I-N-J-A. It sounds millennial because that's who it's targeting, those between 25 and 45 who do almost everything on their mobile phone. The business received its full banking license from the Prudential Regulator earlier this week, allowing it to launch transaction accounts to its 13,000 customers. Savings accounts will follow soon. Eric Wilson, Xinja CEO, says home loans will happen next year.
We anticipate people using it just like a normal bank account. So have your salary paid into it, do your direct debits out of it, put some into savings, and use Xinja like you might use a normal bank now, except it'll be better, quicker and faster.
The only way to access it is on your phone.
We're different because we are 100% digital. So we're the only bank in Australia that has everything in the cloud. What that means is you don't pay for branches, you don't pay for old legacy technology.
Money expert at Mozo, Kirsty Lamont, says that has its drawbacks.
And that won't suit customers who do like to have the ability to go in and interact with their bank face to face. On the other hand, you know, it's a proposition that will be very appealing to millennials who you have little interest in interacting with bank branches anyway.
Ms. Lamont notes advantages.
Look, the new wave of neobanks in Australia is really promising to revolutionise our banking experience with minimal fees, generous rates of interest and killer banking apps that promise to help you better manage your money.
It's that personalised experience which has attracted Sean Murphy to rival neobank 86400, named after the number of seconds in a day, which also launched this week with transaction and savings accounts.
I learnt the promise it will give once it gets, once it obtains more data about my lifestyle and spending. It'll recommend what subscriptions that I'm using and not using,
and provide notifications on upcoming bills. He adds that the app merges data from his existing bank.
It's bringing the information and data together, and hopefully for my lifestyle and the way I live, it'll help me with better decisions for that. You know, obviously my banking and my core, home loan and personal things are with a major bank. And, you know, and I think it's complementing that at the moment. So, I certainly see it as a complementary service at this point in time.
Ms. Lamont suggests there is still a place for traditional players, which combined service 18 million customers.
Australians are very loyal to the Big Four banks, despite all the horrors of the Royal Commission and all the trials and tribulations the Big Four have had over the years. The majority of Australians still bank with a Big Four bank, and that stickiness will be a hard thing for neobanks to dislodge.
Lincoln Indicators analyst Elia D'Amato says it's way too early to tell if neobanks will impact bank profits and dividends.
They're only targeting at this minute a very small part of the overall banking model. They're not as diverse as a traditional bank, and therefore they won't necessarily make as big an inroad at the initial stage.
Mozo's Kirsty Lamont agrees.
It has been a challenge overseas in areas like the UK, where neobanks have found early adopters, you know, initially, but found the ongoing race a little bit more difficult to win.
There are other licensed players in the markets, like small business lender Judo, Up, which uses the license of Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, and Vault Bank, which is preparing to launch. One of the biggest challenges for these new neobanks is trust. Given the lack of brand awareness and no branches, how can customers feel secure about their money? Elio D'Amato says consumers are protected.
Well, they've received the full banking license as approved by APRA, which effectively means that they've got the government seal of approval, plus they fall under the deposit guarantee of $250,000, which is what a traditional bank also receives.
Forcing the big players to jump on the front foot and enhance their own digital offering. A win for consumers across the board.